At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's sabe que a todos nos gusta ahorrar, especialmente en esta temporada. Por eso escogimos deals buenísimos para Early Black Friday. Obtén gratis una herramienta selecta de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman al comprar una batería o un kit selecto. También tenemos árboles de Navidad preiluminados selectos desde $59.98, porque nunca es muy pronto para poner el arbolito. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Hasta agotar existencia, selección varía por lugar.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is the Core Queen Podcast with your girl, Dee Dee Leggett, a.k.a. The Core Queen. This ain't no episode. We just jumped on this motherfucker to talk some shit. But I got my boy back with me, y'all. He think I be shading him and shit. Ryan Davis. If you don't know who Ryan Davis is, I don't even really know what to tell you.
It just means you probably can't read. It's cool.
He's your favorite comedian.
Yeah, thank you for having me, man.
Look, I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, man. I didn't feel the love. I was like, why didn't
you already know? Cut it out. I've been rocking with this dude forever.
Yeah, I was like, Will Smith, why you want me, man?
Yo. Yeah.
Listen, I appreciate being back.
Yeah. I appreciate you. We here at the Core Queen Podcast grand opening, y'all. We in the studio. It's hot as hell in here, but the people are in the building, y'all. The support is thick. I appreciate all of y'all for coming out. Thank you. So I put Ryan in the hot seat. He has no clue what I'm about to ask him.
None.
I don't even really know what I'm about to ask him, but I got an idea. But Ryan was on my show a few months ago, and the folks dragged him for filth because he said that you're not really a comedian, internet comedians, until you get on that stage.
Yeah.
You want to defend yourself? Or
How are you a comedian and you only do the internet when comedy started before the internet existed? That don't even make sense. That don't even make sense. Mm. That's like, I'm a football player, but we don't get on the field. They don't do that. That's some weird, like, we don't do the weird shit. Like, nah. Okay. Well, all right, then.
Then he started on the internet?
I didn't.
I know.
That's loud and wrong all the time. Well, didn't he start? Why? No. and this is the crazy part. The only people who don't know that are non-comedians. Every comedian knows that I start. That's why you should pay attention to what you know.
Well, you know, everybody's comprehension level ain't the same. They look slow out here in these social media streets.
Oh, nah, but this is the thing. I need to stop getting on social media so much. I'm finding out that I'm getting dumber.
Oh God!
Yeah, I'm taking in so much content from other people. I'm realizing, like my subject verb agreement ain't what it used to be. I'm for real.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, listen. Nah, I gotta take a break. I gotta start listening to books again.
Something. It's getting bad out here.
Yeah. Cause man, have you ever commented on something and somebody just get on you and say all of this, and the whole time they're agreeing with you?
Yes.
I was like, oh, you can't comprehend what you're reading. Remember, I didn't know that I was talking to somebody slow.
We're not separated like in school no more. We're
all together again. You can't use that word.
Sorry. So delayed. They're delayed. Delayed. Look.
Nah, delay means you get started at some point. I think they stuck. I think they stuck at the start line. I don't think they ever get off.
They go slow. And it's crazy because even if I'm like giving out good advice or saying something like praising a certain demographic, It will find some small thing I said.
Oh, no, nah, it's this. Oh, it's the whataboutism every time. You're like, you know, apples are good for you, so you don't like oranges?
Yep.
We never talk about oranges the whole time.
How did we get here?
Yeah, it's just how they are.
Yeah. So then they dragged you. Well, they ain't do too bad on you with the BBLs.
Oh, because I don't like BBLs. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I'm a weirdo.
Ryan said the BBL is equivalent to a sausage bag, like getting stuff like a sausage.
Well, this is the thing. BBLs, right? It's a lot of them is a fat transfer, right? It's a fat transfer. So you're taking meat from somewhere else and stuffing it into skin that's not used to holding it. And if you touch it, it feels like a sausage. It feels like a sausage casing. Like before you cook it, it's just stiff. And I said that, and a bunch of people who've never touched it or have one and don't want to believe that that's what it is. Right. And that's the thing. You like, even if you have one, you ain't hit it. I'm telling you. The nigga behind you is like, it don't move that much. Like, it's...
Oh my God. You know,
but look, to each his own is whatever. You know what I mean? I like fat women. So the sausage feel bothers me.
You need squishy.
Yeah, I don't want squishy. I need, I want to be able to sink in you.
Oh my God.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Oh my God.
I need the beanbag effect. That's me though. That's my preferences. I never said anything was bad. That's the problem. Everybody, if you don't like something, then that means that it's negative. It's not negative. It's to each their own.
Yeah, I agree.
Listen, if somebody didn't like it, it wouldn't be so popular. You know what I mean? Obviously, somebody likes it. Yeah,
you know, we don't promote BBLs on the Core Queen podcast.
Yeah,
we on big bitches' backs for real.
Yeah.
Shit. So I do have a question for you, a very serious question.
All right.
Do you eat ass?
You can't say very serious questions and follow that. All right. So sexually, I can't say there's anything other than you can't touch my ass. But anything outside of that, I can't say there's anything I don't do. There's some things you got to save for the wife, though. So it's a lot of stuff I don't do. Yeah. It's some things I don't do because I don't want my wife to experience some things, and everything we do, somebody could say, well, he did that to me too. So
look at you preaching on the podcast.
Nah, that's just rational thinking.
We don't get that often.
Yeah, so
we don't get that often.
Nah, that was it. And it's been times I wanted to, but I was like, not married. I just can't.
You had some more.
I would, sweetheart, but we're not married.
Oh my God. So. Yo, you are crazy. Listen, so you find that I don't like using the term modern women, but that's what I'm gonna use.
Okay.
This generation of women are easier.
Are they easy? They've been duped.
What do you mean?
They've been duped. One of the greatest powers that women possess over men is the ability to say no to sex. There's so much you can get from a man, including his respect, by saying no to sex. The moment you like, oh nah, we out here, we just do it, the niggas is like, yeah, we out here. The less I gotta do, the better. This is the only way to really ensure that a dude is going to stick around is if he likes you. And if you have sex with him too soon, he don't know if he like you by the time he has sex with you. And then we have post-nut clarity. So the thing is, like, a lot of times men don't know if we like you as much as we want to have sex with you. Sometimes we can really feel like we like you. You're like, nah, I'm really into her. And then you have sex with her, you're like, nah, that's what I was looking for.
You got clarification.
Yeah, that was.
You got your clarification.
I was like, yeah, I really actually don't like a personality like that.
Damn.
But the thing is, and some people would go, oh, that's messed up. But he don't know. He really think he likes you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But that's why you have to wait long enough for him to figure it out.
Okay.
Because now the only problem you have with that is, depending on how much money he spent, Even after he don't like you, he's like, I'm invested. I got to get something out of this deal. That's why this whole like women talking about how much dates cost and all of this stuff, like constantly talking about the monetary value of dating is just the worst way to go about it. I would tell women to try not to let him spend any money and try to get him to spend as little money as possible, because the higher the investment for him, the more he just wants to see through on his investment, not really invest in you.
Come on with the gems. Come on and drop the gems.
Nah,
Ryan.
Man.
Educate the people.
And I ain't know this until I experienced it.
So you was out there. You was,
man, I was like, I ain't into her no more. But I'm 2,200 in. So something happened. Yeah, I'm going to need something for my. I'm sorry. I'm. Oh, you know, because immediately we started thinking about the shit we could have bought. You know what I mean?
Oh, the mind of a man.
Yeah, I was like, damn, I could have had. Now I'm gonna need some pussy. I'm gonna need some. I'm gonna need some. It don't make sense. I can't just walk away 2,200 down. I gotta nah.
Damn.
I start, and that's when the entitlement comes in, because now I feel like you owe me. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's how you separate entitlement. You just like both of you go in with the eye, because this is the thing about relationships in general, right? Mm-hmm. If you really want to be in a relationship, both of you have to be, love is an action. It's not a feeling.
Right.
Like, so you gotta, both of you have to be trying. And the messed up part about society is we're in an individual, like individualism is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you build yourself up to be somebody that people want to be with. Right. And then when you get with somebody, you have to abandon all of that thinking.
Mm.
And people don't know how to abandon that thinking. They go, no. I built myself up to be somebody. I want something out of the deal.
Right.
But in the relationship, you ain't supposed to think about what you get. You're supposed to think about what you give.
Mm.
And because if you think about what you give, you can easily see if someone is reciprocating. And if someone's not reciprocating, then you know where they stand with you. But if you sit there and watch and see what they're giving you, then it becomes transactional.
Mm.
And once it's transactional, I'm going to need something for my 2,200. You see what I'm saying? Like, so just people go about it the wrong way, but they can't help it. Society is really messed up. We live in a capitalistic society.
Right.
So money has become so important. You know what I mean? Like, people don't really understand the value of a person who just understands the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a man can take you on a date and he can take you to an expensive restaurant and he fed you something and it's really nice. But a man that can cook can feed you that, and it doesn't cost the same amount.
Mm.
But, you know, maybe him cooking for you don't feel as great because y'all both sitting around in sweatpants and it didn't feel luxury enough for you. But that man understands survival better than the guy who took you to the
right.
You know what I mean? And so people value the wrong things all the time. You know what I mean?
So much. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, there's no farmer that's a man that should be single. Women should eat that up. This man knows how to grow food. if the power goes out everywhere in grocery stores, you know what I mean, restaurants everywhere, you're like, oh my god, what are we gonna do? He's like, it's nothing but food in our backyard.
We good. Yeah,
like, so the way people even look at survival is messed up. And the messed up part about that is women move, they make decisions based off of survival. You guys don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. It's just in you innately. So now you're making decisions based off of something that's not real. And that really messes up everything.
And you mentioned survival, like, and even if that were to happen, those are some things that a lot of women don't think about, right?
Mm-mm.
So they're always, well, you hear a lot of women saying, I don't need a man.
Yeah.
Man, what the hell are you going to do if all this shit shut down?
You better know how to fight. Because when everything goes down, the person who can fight gets all the resources.
Right.
I don't think people understand that. In the zombie apocalypse, if you got canned goods in your house, you better be able to beat me. That's the only
thing. Because we coming to get it.
I'm coming to get it. What are you talking about? We're not bartering. I'll give you this if you get these Jordans. This mean nothing. I want the canned goods.
This is mine.
Yeah. So it's crazy. Like, people, I don't know. Something has happened where people have just been fooled into, like, overlooking what basic needs we have as human beings. It's crazy. Man,
it is. And that's why COVID smacked people in the face.
Oh, man, listen, people were getting divorces. COVID, so many divorces happened. They were like, man, when I have to be in front of this person for about 10 like hours, you. I don't really like them.
I don't like you.
Yeah. You can't be with somebody long-term that you like in small doses. That's crazy. That's crazy. Why would you? And why did you not know that? How did you not know that?
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Y'all got 5 kids and
right.
Now you realize you don't really like them.
Oh, and this is the thing, like, and liking people is very important. Mm. People put way too much into the other stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to like the person. If I'm going out, one, the type of life that I lead and the popularity that I have, if I go out, I got to bring my girl. And if I don't want my girl there, I got the wrong woman. I got to be able to have fun with my lady.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I got to.
Yeah.
It is. That ain't even a decision to make. If I can't have fun with you, I can't be with you.
Right. It's stressful.
If I don't want you to, I'm a cheat. The hose is fun. You gotta be. You gotta be as fun as them at least. God, right. Okay. No, hose. They are fun. Unbelievably fun. Oh, I can't believe it. Sometimes I'll be in the middle of them, like, I can't believe how fun this is. I wasn't even gonna come outside. They are so fun. I don't know what it is.
Oh my God. They have no boundaries. That's
they're
what it
none.
Is.
They're just up for you know, anything.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, nah, man. Everybody's drunk. I'm hungry. I can eat. Well, let's go. Then they'll do drunk golf. Like you can take the hose. So fucking Top Golf, they ain't never even held a club before, but they're like, "Let's do it, let's do
it's
it,
whatever."
Yeah, and like when you're in a relationship, your woman loves to tell you what she doesn't like. Oh. The hoes don't ever tell you what they don't like. They just go, "You paying nah, right?"
That's a real good lesson right there. Yeah. I gotta take some notes.
Nah, the hoes is fun. They hard to beat. That's what, I feel bad for women because the hoes, they good. No. Men don't have that problem. Men don't have that problem. We usually, if we lose our woman, it's because we've gotten to a point where she doesn't feel, she doesn't feel respected or heard, mm-hmm. or she doesn't feel valued. Mm-hmm. It's usually something we've done to create a space where she doesn't feel safe, mm-hmm. or she doesn't feel valued. And then another dude lying, telling her how amazing she is and shit. Like, nigga, you don't live with her. She ain't that dope. But that nigga comes up and says all these things, and she believe it. And why not? You know, she has to believe it because she believes it in herself. She just wanted somebody to say it so she could feel validated. But with
he done snuck his way in.
Yeah, he done snuck his way in. Men usually open the door for other men to come in. Mm. Like women, you can do everything right, and the hoes is still gonna be there. Being as fun as they were before y'all got into the relationship. They're so fun, Dee Dee.
Oh my God. I don't need convincing. I believe you.
They're so fun.
I believe you.
That's why Ben, I'm telling you, if Ben go outside and be like, yo, where you going tonight? And he's like, oh, I'm gonna be at this spot. That's cool. But do the hoes be in there, nigga? Like, that's why, if you think about what a man's experience is going out, it's a really unfair experience. Like, we have to pay money in hopes that you will entertain us long enough, in hopes that maybe you want to entertain us again, in hopes that, you know what I mean? That's all it is. We're gambling every night. I think it's just shooting craps every night. And then whenever you crap out, you just got to take the L. You just gotta go home.
Oh,
like what happened tonight? Well, I bought this girl a bunch of drinks, and then what happened?
She
told
drunk.
Me to get the fuck out my face, and she was drunk.
Yeah,
she went with somebody else. Knew she was the nigga came to pick her up. You get her drunk, she's stumbling, getting to the nigga car. Babe, I had a great time.
This nigga bought all my drinks.
That nigga right there. Oh, he was so much fun. Bye, nigga. That's the risk you take every time. And if it works out that way, you can't be mad. You just gotta eat that. You know what I mean?
Y'all got it bad.
Nah, it's not a good deal. But that's why I tell dudes, man, you want the relationship. Trust me, you want the relationship. Mm. And relationship, I think people look for perfect too much.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no such thing as a perfect scenario.
No.
None. Even if you live the life as a bachelor within a relationship, right? Like, let's say you and your woman make an agreement that y'all are open. Mm-hmm. So you have a relationship, but your woman lets you have sex with any woman you want to, mm-hmm. or whatever, long as you come home, you know, and y'all are open. So she can, if she wants to, right? Mm-hmm. But she chooses not to do it. The day she chooses to do it is where you're going to be fucked up. Because this is one thing you don't understand. Your woman, you and your woman together, y'all are comfortable.
Right.
You getting sweatpants pussy all the time. The new nigga, she gotta get dressed up to go on a date with him. She got to. She gotta shave her legs for him. This is a new nigga. She gotta impress the new nigga.
So you've been getting
sweatpants pussy. You've been getting morning breath pussy. You getting all the relationship shit. And then she puts on just the flyest outfit ever. And he's like, where you going? You know where I'm going. You know, and that's the thing. Even when you're open, your significant other is going to put more effort in for the stranger than they put in for you, because it's just an innate human thing. They're not trying to like undersell you. It's just first impressions matter.
Oh my God, I can't do it. I'm not sharing shit.
Yeah,
not on purpose.
Yeah, so nah, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't. I thought about, like, it was, I have friends who are open. They've told me I've explored several different types of relationships, mm-hmm. just in theory, I've only done the straight up monogamous on their side.
Why?
I be cheating. I'm sorry.
My God.
I don't try to.
Jeez.
I'm gonna tell you, do you know it rains vagina sometimes? And it's hard to miss it. Like, sometimes it just fall on you. I'm a victim. it be raining. I be like, oh my God, I'm having a girlfriend, and then it's gonna catch you. I don't know what's gonna happen. Yeah, sooner or later you're gonna get hit. Like my man Robert Powell said, if a million Skittles fell from the sky, you're gonna catch 14 of them on accident.
That's how pussy be falling on you.
They would just be, it'd be falling.
It's raining on
you. It's raining. It's wet. But anyway, I am saying though, like, nah, I've learned a lot. I'm currently in a relationship. I learned a lot from recent failed relationships and the relationship that I'm in. Mm-hmm. Like, I did a lot of work to become the person that I am.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a lot of ego that come with that.
Mm.
But the relationship is straight up ego death. You can't go into a relationship with no ego. And that's very hard to do.
Yeah.
Because there's mirrors all over the house. So you always are like, you always want to validate who you are. But it don't, in a relationship, that's not important. The comfort and the safety, and that the person that you love actually feels the love from you, is the thing that matters. But it's hard to not think about yourself, because we live in a world where you're told to put yourself first all the time.
Individualism.
It's tough, man. I look out into the world. I actually feel bad for people when I watch, because once you step outside the matrix and see things for what it is, mm-hmm. I don't judge people anymore. I actually feel bad, because you can't see it unless you're on the outside. Mm. Until you step outside of it, and people are just in it, and it ain't nothing they can do.
Well, let me tell you have convinced me to stay single.
Nah, I'm going to tell you what. You got to get a nigga that's tired. That's all it is. You get you a nigga that's tired. Where he outside with the hoes, and the hoes like, you want to have fun? And he like, for what? For what? Nigga, I had all the fun, nigga. Didi at home. I'm going home. But I'm going to tell you where the issue is with that. Ladies going to have to understand that a faithful man is a tired man. A faithful man is a man who values his peace. And in the individualism and the ego, there's a lot of women who say, well, I want him not to cheat because he loves me so much that he doesn't cheat, no, or he cares so much about me that that he sees no other woman. How about he just don't cheat and you accept the win? Accept the fact, for whatever reason, he's not fucking with other women. Yeah. That's what you have to accept. But everybody want themselves to be the reason. Mm-hmm. His moral compass is good enough.
Right.
If he just morally wouldn't cheat on anybody, that's a good man.
I agree. And they are very rare.
They're not that rare.
The way you just said pussy rain down people is not to be rare.
It's raining and they fun, DD. Y'all gotta learn to play laser tag. These hoes are fun. They are fun. They don't have these restrictions. They don't. They really
really excited about these
men because they are. Listen, I can't touch them no more. I'm in a relationship. Oh, so let me tell you about them. I get to talk about them to all the men watching. They are out here, nigga, and they are willing to do whatever. Don't you ever let anybody. I'm tearing the mic to pieces.
I don't even know what to
do. I don't even know how to fix it.
I can't help you. Turn the knob on the front of it. Front of the mic. Middle front. Down middle.
This?
Right there. Yep. The front. It's a knob right there. Yep. You see the knob?
Oh, this.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know how to do it either. Fred, come fix this.
Yeah, you're going to have to come here and just fuck up the whole. Oh, it's probably this one. Yeah. That makes
sense. That's why, see, the whole spirit done came in here.
No. It's
can't even
right
control
here,
that hoe. You can't even control
it.
It's
bending here. So. Oh, Jesus. Nah, like, listen. You see, sometimes it just don't stay up.
That's because you was having too much fun.
But you gotta, see it through. You gotta keep going until it gets back up.
Just say no.
That's a commitment. That's what commitment is. But
oh my God,
nah, man. Like I tell any dude, man, the hoes are fun, but I'm gonna tell you what's not fun. Because as a man, you're going to always want to feel some sense of accomplishment. You're going out here and facing the world every day, and you come home. The hoes don't greet you when you come home.
Wow.
You come home to an empty house every time. The hoes always, they're fun, but they take. They give fun, but they don't give love. They don't give affection. Mm-hmm. They don't give security. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even the respect they give is within the window of you doing something for them.
Mm.
It just takes a while for it. Like, that's what I'm saying. You got to get a man that's tired. He's just like, nah, ain't nothing out there for me. I want some type of foundation. And the one thing I've noticed too is the more successful I get, the more I realize that I'm the only nigga not married in these rooms.
Yeah.
There's only a certain height you can reach as a single man.
Yep, that's a fact.
If you go, I disagree, because you're not in the rooms. But if you ever get in the rooms, you'll see all these niggas is married.
Yep.
Been married. And people think married men are boring. Married men just aren't stupid. Mm. They're like, man, let's go out. For what? Ain't nothing out there but hoes. That's the only thing
down
out there. But yeah, and they it's raining, nigga. I ain't got no jacket, no umbrella. No, thank you, nigga. I'm staying in the house. I just had to learn, but I'm approaching 40, so I'm like.
So that's how long it take?
Shit. I ain't even gonna lie. It ain't even that I'm almost 40 and I learned. I'm almost 40 and I have like a lot of access, so it might even take longer than that. I don't live a regular life, so I don't know. Ladies, it might be 45.
So ridiculous. So ridiculous.
But the thing is, though, man, it also depends on how you were raised.
I agree with that.
It does. Yeah. Not enough men are telling men, young men, their regrets. That's what happens. Like, some of my unks sit us down and be like, boy, back in my day, I had all the, yeah, but tell us about how you got gout now and ain't nobody to here to help you with that. That's more valuable information to me because I don't want to be that nigga. Yeah, when you had all the hoes in your day, that's great. Tell me what life is like for you right now, right, as a single 55, 60-year-old man. And I'm telling you, them niggas is not telling you about a life that's living it up.
Well, that's, and you know, social media makes it look like only women are single at an older age. I mean, these nursing homes got old men in them too.
They got a ton.
Yeah.
Got a ton of them whistling at nurses. Well, that's that nigga's life. That nigga woke up, it took him 30 minutes to get out of bed. And he whistling with at a nurse that got his whole chart. He's like, girl, I'm telling you, she's like, your shit don't work. I see it in your chart. I see it. And said it ain't worked since 2008. Nigga, stop whistling at me, nigga. Like, nah, that's just what it is, man. It takes a while, man. But we don't promote it like we used to.
No.
Love songs used to be a thing. What?
They did.
That's the last love song you heard.
Get it sexy.
Yeah.
Get it sexy. You know?
Fuck my baby daddy. Right, God damn.
That's about all we got right now.
Yeah, so it's just, so, yo, it used to be, like, listen, I don't know why a lot, and it's encouraging men to move through life without, like, feeling things. Mm. You know, we used to have songs all the time. Boys and Men was on Bended.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, niggas, listen, niggas beg they woman back.
In the rain.
But now it's not cool to be like, not me.
I ain't chasing nobody.
I'd be out there with a boombox. Don't right, even work.
All right, Radio Raheem.
I'd be singing. Hold the boombox. It don't even work. It's like, what's the sound? That's me. It's me singing. Come outside. Yeah. Nah, man, like, this is personal. Me and my girl had our first, like, falling out the other day. And we live 30, 40 minutes apart. Mm-hmm. We were arguing on the phone. I was pulling into my house and I just knew, like, we can't go to bed like this. Mm-hmm. And I'm full of ego. I'm like, I'm me. She gonna miss out on a good thing. But I was pulling up and I was like, nah, I can't let my girl go to bed upset or go. Mm-hmm. And I drove 40 minutes. Didn't take me that long because I was speeding, but roughly 40 minutes to a house, apologize in person. You know what I mean?
That's because you like her.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. People got to get people they like. I don't know why people don't like being with somebody that like you.
Because most of the time they look a hot mess and they,
hey, but listen,
I don't want that one.
Nah, the funny part is that is true. That is true. You don't like most of the people that like you. But this is the thing you got to understand too. Like, ain't nothing better than seeing somebody put in effort for you, though.
I agree, Ryan, but
all effort ain't effort, though. Some stuff is manipulation. So you gotta tell that story. That's what I'm saying. You gotta pay attention to. You gotta really pay attention to what.
But
it
the
is.
Ones that like you do put in a lot of effort.
They do. Like, but this enough. Is. But this is the thing. This is the thing for anybody who likes somebody and want to put in effort. You still have to be somebody won't. All right.
Motherfuckers
will go through their whole life not being something that somebody wants. Be like, I don't know why they don't want me. The same reason no one has wanted you. Work on you. You still have to be somebody. Because that's the thing. You have to be somebody first, and then you put aside the ego.
Yeah.
And give yourself to somebody. It's easy to give yourself to somebody when you ain't nothing. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah, you got to be something first. That's part of the deal. You got to be somebody that somebody feels like is worth their time.
Right.
You know, that has to be the case. Like, nah, I really, like, me and my girl, it wasn't easy at all.
Of course, not with all this pussy.
Nah, listen, it was raining. Cats and dogs. But I, nah, it was very wet. Right. It was the most moist rain you ever heard. Listen, I was never good at being a hoe. So I'm cool on that. I'm not good at it.
I remember you being a hoe.
That's why, because I'm not good at it.
For a minute.
Yeah, I'm not good. I'm going to tell you why. It's not even too honest. I'm going to tell you what my problem is. A woman would be like, I want sex, and that's it. I'll be like, I like to hold hands. So. And then we hold hands. I open doors. I pull out chairs. And then we have sex. And then we go our separate ways. She was like, so you like me, right? And I was like, no, that's how I have sex, though. It starts for me. I got to hold your hand.
You are,
and I got to do.
A gentleman hoe.
Yeah. Like, you got to let me be a gentleman, and then I can be the hoe. But once you're a gentleman, they're like, oh, he must. Oh,
he liked
me. He liked me. No, you said you didn't want no man.
But she ain't know you was coming like
that's
why though.
But that's the only way I know how to.
Well, you can't do that.
Yeah, I learned. Like that. I actually found out I was the worst kind of nigga for doing that. Yeah,
selling us greens and shit.
They're like, oh, he be having your mind. Oh, I wasn't thinking about none of that. It's for me. I'm not holding your hand for you. It can be any hand. It ain't even gotta be your hand. It's part of my process. That's the foreplay. That's the foreplay for me.
Oh my God.
That's the I got. How am I gonna have sex with you and I can't hold your hand?
No, I gotta to touch. Hold my hand.
There's ranges of touch. I gotta hold your hand. I gotta touch your thigh. I know a lot of niggas just be like, shit. They whip their dick out like I'm ready. I'm not that nigga. I'm like, I don't know you, ma'am.
Right. So why you gonna hold my hand?
We ain't done nothing together.
Oh my God.
I don't know your goals. I don't know your dreams. You could be giving me all kinds of fucked up energy. What's your relationship with your father like? She was like, you don't need to know that for a one night stand. I kind of do.
Oh my God. No, I would have laughed. I'm leaving.
Yeah, they think we're getting deep. We're not getting deep. I just need this for that. That's what I like.
What is wrong with you?
I know. That's why I was not a good hoe.
Obviously.
I was the worst. And to every woman that I did that to, I would love to apologize. I'm not, but I would love to one day find it in my heart to say I'm sorry. But that was what you signed up for. I didn't have nothing.
Oh. God.
That's literally how I operate. So what? I wasn't made for the streets. I was never.
Obviously not.
Yeah, I wasn't
that. Courting and shit.
Yeah, I do. I love the court. I do.
You can't court a hoe.
Yeah, exactly. Especially, and maybe just wanting to have fun.
You over there being all serious and I'm being, shit.
But it's not really serious. It's just what I need. Why my needs don't matter?
Oh my.
Yeah, I got needs. So. And it was funny because I'm that type of dudes who don't really understand that type of connection, like will say stuff like men like to say stuff is simping all the time now.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's the new word.
Yeah, they love it. Don't know what it means. In order for you to simp, the woman has to not like you.
Mm.
Yeah, doing something for somebody who actually likes you is a good thing. Right. If you like her and she likes you, that's how it's supposed to go. That's just called courting. that's just regular shit. That's what a relationship looks like.
I thought so.
But I remember I told dudes, I've had the luxury of having a lot of female friends. And a lot of men will not befriend women, and that's their biggest, mm-hmm. one of their biggest problems. Because men and women can't understand each other or try to understand each other within the relationship, because you both are trying to gain and try not to lose something. So you're both withholding something. Nobody that's in a legitimate friendship will withhold any information from you.
Right.
Having a female friend. So men are very logical. We're not without emotion, but we're logical in a way. For survival, it's just in our DNA. We have to be logical. You have to push through your emotions to get shit done.
Right.
Because like I said, it's two types of men, right? Shit start going wrong, and one of them goes, what are we going to do? And the other one's like, damn, what are we going to, I need to figure something out. What are we going to do? That's two different men. And women like, you know, the latter. What are we going to do? Yeah, it's fucked up, but he needs to have a plan. Mm-hmm. The man without a plan who gets emotional and is like, oh, I don't know what's going on. No woman wants that man.
No.
Because he just, no. You can't be that dude. So, like, if you're out here being overly emotional as a man, you're no good to a woman anyway. So you have to be logical, right? The problem is, if you don't experience the feminine and experience the emotional side, the way that women understand the way women are emotionally intelligent, you'll misunderstand your woman, because logically you could be right and emotionally you could be wrong. Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand emotions, then you won't get why you're wrong. You can be absolutely right and dead wrong at the same time. Like, for example, if your woman asks you to do something and you wait an hour and then you do it and you like, but I did it. And she's still mad at you. You'd be like, yo, I gave her exactly what she wanted and she's still mad. You didn't, because you didn't give her the urgency that she required from you. Mm-hmm. She wants to feel like that she means so much to you that when she needs something from you, that you'll deliver and deliver in a timely fashion. The fact that you waited so long makes her feel like she's at your convenience. Mm-hmm. And no woman wants to feel like that from her man.
Right.
So you were right. You did what she asked, but you definitely didn't do what she asked.
Right.
And sometimes it takes a woman to explain that to you.
Right.
Then women also need men to explain stuff to them logically.
Absolutely.
So because the individualism of the world, we don't have community. And because we don't have community, people don't have friends, you know, of opposite sexes and people with different experiences to help them with dealing with people in their relationship. It's just all fucked up out here.
Very messed up.
Yeah, it's fucked up out here. I had to learn, though. I learned a lot.
I see.
Yeah, I learned a lot. No, I was I was trash. All right. Like, not even a little bit. I had a lot of shit going on. I was a nigga with mommy issues. Don't date niggas like that.
Ooh, you too late.
Yeah, no, I fixed them. But
I'm talking about giving me that advice.
Yeah.
Shit.
Niggas be like, me and my mom don't get along. I'll be like, hey. You might want to have a conversation with that nigga. That nigga got some shit to work.
Or the
through.
Ones that's obsessed with their mom.
Oh, nah. The ones who in a whole relationship with their mother. Crazy.
Weirdos.
Yeah. Nah, man. Luckily for me, I don't have like homeboys like that, but I've seen it.
Child, I'm going to write a book.
You going to write a book?
I'm going to write a book because, baby, it's a lot to go into that.
Yeah. Also, like, I ask about women's relationships with their father because that matters too. The reason it matters is because if you have never interacted with a man, you don't really understand what a man's love looks like. You don't understand what a man's protection looks like. You don't know what a man's guidance looks like.
Yep.
So if you've never experienced that, it looks like somebody just trying to tell you what to do.
That's very hard to navigate.
Because I don't like being told what to do. I don't know. A lot of people don't. And then a woman who's navigated herself through this world, who's been responsible for herself, like her own protection, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. Mm-hmm. And then she meets this man and she likes this man. And he's like, I'll take it from here. She's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You'll take it from here. I'm supposed to just lay back and hope that everything.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if she's never done it, if she has a father who's a good father, then she knows what it's like. She knows the comfort that comes with being able to lay back and allow a man to do that. And if she's never experienced it, she's gonna have a hard time trusting you to do that. So I'm not saying don't date women with like who don't have a recognizable father, but if she has a recognizable father, nigga, be very happy, nigga. If she doesn't, just ask her what work has she done, or like
that's the key right there.
Yeah, what work has she done, and what work is she willing to do? Because a lot of dudes too, they raise with single moms, they watch their mom be superwoman, right? And they're like, well, my mom was Superwoman. Yeah, nigga, because she didn't have a man. Your woman has a man. Your woman should never be Superwoman. She has a man. Mm. Why would you watch a woman without a man operate a certain way and then ask your woman to operate as a woman without a man? Do you know? But they don't even recognize how crazy that is. Mm-mm. It's your job to make her never live the life that you saw your mom live. You see what you saw in your mom. It, you can see it as strength. You can see it as however you want to see it, but you need to see it as a negative. You got to see it as a negative. And as long as we keep painting it with positivity, people are going to keep trying to see it that way. And that's up to moms too. Moms got to start saying, yes, I do everything, but I would not like to do this. Whenever you're with a woman, do not let a woman do all the things that you had to watch me do. And they don't do that.
No.
They want to praise themselves. I'm the mother and the father. I'm strong. In the bed. I did it all myself. Mm-mm. Stop praising that. Be like, man, I did it all myself.
That shit sucks.
That's the way he needs to hear it. I would have loved to not have done this by myself. You can be proud of yourself for not giving up and doing all the things that was necessary and being strong for that. But also make sure your kids know that you should never have to be that strong.
Absolutely.
That is not okay that you had to be that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Listen, you came over here and you just taught a whole lesson. Drunk. Good, because I got you. He is such an introvert, so he don't really be talking like this. Yeah, so to get him to open up like this was amazing. I appreciate you always.
And always. Yeah.
And if you got anything coming up, you know what to do. Tell the folks what to do.
Oh man, I don't know how much I could share.
You could
I got a TV show. Yeah, I got a TV show. I got a movie coming out. I'm about to go back on tour.
Going on tour with, Ryan?
I'm actually doing Dolo this time.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most comedy shows last about an hour and a half. I'm gonna do 2 hours by myself.
Oh, come on now. Come on, 2 hours. Real comedian. Not just an internet comedian.
No.
Play with somebody else.
No, don't tell them that, Dee Dee. No. I'm just as good as Richard Pryor if I look at my phone and just say some wild shit. Hmm. This is the thing, though. I do want to talk about that. People need to understand that humor is...
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's just a wide range of things. There's a bunch of stuff that makes people laugh.
Right.
If I see somebody riding a skateboard and they fall off and scrape their knee, I might laugh. Mm-hmm. That don't make them a comedian. That's just a nigga that's bad at skateboarding. So a lot of just because you make somebody laugh doesn't mean that you're. So this is the difference. Because we know, especially in the Black community, we know a bunch of funny people. We have funny cousins, uncles, family members, whatever. But this is the difference between a good comedian and somebody who's just funny. A person can walk in the room right now and say something that they thought was going to make everybody laugh. And everybody be like, man, get this nigga out of here. I could go in the room with that person and say, you should say it like this. And they could walk back in here, try it again, and everybody will laugh. Mm-hmm. I understand humor in a way that most people don't. I understand the science of humor. I know how to convey funny to a room full of people who we probably don't even have shared interests. If I go to a place where there's people where English isn't even their first language, I could still make everybody in that room laugh. Mm-hmm. They don't have to know me or anything. And most of the people who are funny to us, there's a familiarity with them.
Right.
That's what makes them funny. And I think people don't understand comedians. We're not looked at as artists. We're not looked at as like smart people. Like a lot of comedians are geniuses because you do not understand the amount of work it takes to go into a room full of people who do not know any of your life experience and be able to explain your life in such a way that they laugh at it and you have to get them on board. They don't have the information that you have. Right. You've lived your life. They haven't lived your life. And in like 20 seconds, I got to explain my point of view in such a way that they can get on board with my entire life experience.
Right.
That is more than falling off a skateboard, nigga. That is more than your little sketch. There's people who walked in stores and just poured milk on the floor and knocked shit off shelves. And people are like, oh, they're crazy. They're like, I'm a comedian. No, you a nigga fucking up Walmart right now. That's all you are. You're a nigga that's fucking. Is somebody going to have to clean that up? Janitors hate you. You're just the most hated nigga by janitors. You're not you're not a comedian. So I just say people need to put more respect on what people do. There's people like that's probably watching your podcast. It's like, I should start a podcast. You're not just talking to people. You gotta they don't understand. Me and you have had this conversation. People have been laughing in the background. There's been interesting points made. And you said before we even started that you didn't even know what you were gonna ask me.
Idea.
There is something, there is a gift and a talent in you to know how to navigate conversation in a way that makes you successful. But everybody will look at it and go, oh, I just gotta get some microphones. Oh. That's not what's happening right now. That's not what's happening right now. People aren't gravitating toward what you do because you bought microphones. That is the problem. People don't believe in expertise.
No, they don't.
They don't. They don't. They don't.
And I let them go fail. Have fun. You want to know what I bought? Here's the list.
Well, I'm telling you.
Have at it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You see this gut? I'm about to start calling myself the core king. Because more people got a core like me than you. That's how I'll be like, you want a body like this? I can tell you which restaurants to eat right before sleep to get this body. You have cravings at midnight.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you exactly how to get this. But it's just like people don't care. Like that would be ridiculous for me to call myself that. And I haven't done any other work. I haven't done any other knowledge, any other everything. I'll be like, but I can tell you how to get a six pack. No, I can't. I wouldn't know where to start. I wouldn't. I'd have to watch somebody else's video and hope that they're telling the truth and then steal that information to give it to you. I haven't done anything.
That's how it works.
That's why I hate TikTok. Because now niggas just post. You'll make a video and it'd be an amazing video. Somebody will post it and just put their face in it.
And talk about the video I just made.
She got a point. Like, nigga, that's not content.
It happens. It happens.
Yo, and they'll be like, I went viral. No, you didn't. You posted Didi's viral shit and then you put your face in it.
Yep.
And people watching it like, nigga, move.
Right. I'm trying to see the video.
You in the way. They're like, man, I've been killing it. By what? Reposting other people's shit? You're not a content creator. You're a content curator.
Yep.
And that's the thing, though, when we started, people are stupid. They don't know the word curate. They don't know.
They don't know the word.
They don't know. That's like you go to an art museum and a nigga's like, I hung up all these paintings. I'm an artist. No, nigga, you're curating.
You're maintenance man.
Yeah, you hung up all the paint. That doesn't make you an artist. The people who made the art are the artists. And that's good. I'm not knocking what you do. Just stop calling it something else.
Because now you're disrespecting what
You're disrespecting the people who are the artists.
Yeah.
That's all it is, man. You know, everybody just wants to have some type of meaning in life. They want to be, they want to feel some type of fulfillment. And unfortunately, they're not looking within. They're looking out into the world and be like, ooh, that person looks like they live a fulfilling life. Yep. I'll just do what they do. But you're not them.
And you have no clue what it takes.
I would love to be a rapper.
Shit.
I would love to be a football player. Basketball look fun. I can't do none of that shit. I be getting dunked on. The only way that I could make it to the NBA is if my father played 21 years, right?
Don't you do it.
And then, what? No, hypothetically, this hasn't happened in actuality. This has never happened. But let's say my father came out of the high school and he was amazing. Like, this nigga's been like all NBA 20 times or some shit like that, right? And he's like, draft my son. Draft my son or I'm gonna leave. And then they draft me. I think that's the only way I can make it. Thank God no one's ever done that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, but you know, it's niggas out here going, seeing that and going, that's a bad father. What?
Ridiculous.
That someone said, I saw this comment. I swear to you, Dee Dee, this is not a lie. Someone said, man, I can't stand LeBron getting his son on the team. He cares more about his family than winning. I was like,
clown, goofy ass nigga.
Yeah. Nigga,
that's what we do this
what?
For.
So if you were an athlete, you'd be like, I want to give your son $7 million. Fuck that nigga. If he can't make a basket, he don't deserve to be on the team. I'm about principle. I'm like, you're the worst nigga ever.
Ever.
You're the worst dad ever. Not, listen, my son is 7 years old. And if I make the decision that you can't book me if he can't open, that's the decision.
That's the decision.
You're going to have to pay that 7-year-old nigga to bomb.
Period.
In front of your audience.
Period.
Yo, that nigga will come up there, knock, knock. Everybody be like, oh my God. Here this nigga go again. Because he going to tell the same joke twice. That's the one. My son, his joke don't land. He'll go, maybe he didn't hear me. From the top. Knock, knock. that nigga. You know, he's way more funny in failure than he is in his actual joke, man. So, nah, man.
Don't you have a big show coming up?
I have man. Yeah,
I saw the flyer you just posted.
Yeah, man. We coming home.
Who all on this?
It's me, my boy T Springs, Ampston Hughes, Tyrone Burston. Yeah. And special guest, my man, Ha-Ha Davis.
Okay.
Sliding to Kannapolis, North Carolina. Like, we taking it back home, man. We started there. And the beautiful thing about just us, me and T, growing in our art, I've been a lot of places. I've met a lot of famous people. I've met a lot of successful artists. And they always talk about how tough it was at home.
Mm.
You know, how you get love everywhere but home.
Mm-hmm.
That is not our experience. Mm. We've never not sold out at home.
Come on now.
They've always shown love. So, you know, yeah, you're like a big show coming. It is a really big show. Yep. And if you're watching this and you want to come, I hope there's a ticket for you. Because the day that the tickets drop, I'm going to just let you know, it's going to be real bad. And we're not adding a show. Mm. We're not adding a show because we're doing it for the love of our city. I'm not getting paid what I'm supposed to be getting paid. So I'm not adding a show.
I know that's right.
I do it for the love once. Nah, but
I'm with you when you're right.
Yeah. Come on, man. Do it for the love again. Nah, I don't know about that. That ain't how it worked. I did my thing. It's your turn.
Right.
It's up there. Listen. We reciprocate over here. So, nah, but It's very important to me because coming from small cities like Concord and Kannapolis, North Carolina, like we don't get to see a lot of people come to where we are. And you have to go to Charlotte. You have to go to Greensboro. Mm-hmm. You have to go to Raleigh. And it would just be, we always figured it would be great for one of us to make it. And instead of like leaving, bring Hollywood in, bring everything that people see on TV mm-hmm. back home so we can experience it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're aiming to do. And you know,
when's the show?
That's a good ass
it's
question.
August 30th.
It's August 30th. it's August 30th at Swanee Theater in Kannapolis, North Carolina, man. You know, it's funny. You notice how different my tone is now. This shit means a lot to me. This is very, like, this is very sentimental for me. Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
And you know, and hopefully after, you know, this goes successfully, I can start sliding in some of my, using some of my relationships to slide in some people.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I want to do is I like to reward people for supporting because support don't cost you nothing for real. Nothing. It really don't.
Nope.
Because you was going to go see somebody.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, you at a bar one time, get one less drink, buy a ticket.
There you go.
I ain't asking you to do nothing. I'm not asking you to change your life
right.
in any way. You know what I mean? Just don't put cheese on the burger this week. And then buy a ticket. Like, that's nobody's asking you to do nothing crazy. But like, I would love for one day to just be having the show and the audience don't even know who's coming because they don't care because they just support us. And then have the audience there, and then like Kevin Hart comes out.
Right.
Or like Dave Chappelle comes out. That would be a dream situation for me.
Yeah.
And it's not far from reality, I feel. So,
well, because they're your people.
Yeah. That would be ideal. And I want to be able to do that and create that moment for my hometown.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. It's already done. But the process starts August 30th. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you always. Anytime I call, you come. Anytime
I need
you, you there. Mm-hmm. So you are definitely one of the real ones out here.
Not just for the podcast either.
No. You are such an ass. I swear.
It's a nigga watching this like, what that mean?
Right now, what that mean? Did he? Nah, he's being a damn fool. Yeah,
take that with you.
Oh my god,
they gonna be ruining your whole night. Nah. I saw his face.
He on the way. He coming up here.
He coming up here.
I'm single. Don't embarrass yourself, baby.
You know I was playing.
Don't embarrass.
I don't even
yourself.
Know DD like that.
Please don't do it. You know, we ain't gonna get into my issues with Nichols.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I love y'all.
Yeah, listen. Hey, I wasn't a good picker either.
But listen, all the people here, I appreciate y'all for coming and watching this episode. Ryan is like the man. So
thank you.
We're gonna keep partying. If y'all gonna sign up for Spades, be ready to get your ass.
Oh,
hooked.
Niggas is playing Spades.
You got a whole Spades tournament. With trophies I'm and everything.
Leaving.
Because you don't know how to play.
I'm leaving. Don't know how to play. No, niggas don't know how to play with couth and respect.
You're not supposed to. It's Spades.
Yeah. Nigga hit you with the card. Bitch, you set.
Period.
Nigga, why? Why? The problem is, this is why I don't like playing Spades, right? Because one, yes, there's a skill to playing it. But the majority of it is what cards you get. If everybody knows how to play, if everybody's a good player, then it's really just about the cards. Uh-huh. A nigga have all the spades and be like, boy, I'm killing y'all. No, this shuffle is killing us, though. This shuffle, the cut is murdering us right now. It's not you, nigga.
You're not that good.
Yeah, you're not that good. If I had that hand, I probably would have gotten more. But you just keep getting, who's shuffling the cards? I like things. I feel like you should talk shit where you have total control. Like if you in a boxing match and you just whooping that nigga ass, you can talk all the shit you want to. That's one person versus one person. Any situation like that. But when we're leaving it to chance in some way, and you're like, man, I'm amazing. No, you're not. No, you're not.
See, this is why them niggas don't like you online.
Oh, they hate me. Logic. Yeah, and the funny part is I can't even help this. It's just how my brain works.
Oh, my God.
And before I leave, I want to piss people off, too. One more thing.
All right.
You play one card at a time in Uno, nigga. That's how Uno has always been played. I don't know who the fuck said, nigga, there's directions in the box when you play. They have directions for if you've never played this game, this is how you play it. Whoever said that you put two or three cards down at a time, if the number is the same, is the most impatient nigga ever. I got too many. No, somebody was getting beat bad. They had like 12 cards. They were like, you know you can stack them. They just said it in the middle of the game. It's like, nah.
I didn't know.
Nah, niggas been cheating forever. I never let nobody cheat.
I ain't playing.
You can't cheat me. You make me draw anything. That's the end of your turn. That's it. Draw two. I'm not drawing 18 because you have nine draw twos, nigga. That's not what you play one at a time, nigga, and hope that I don't change the color or whatever it is that's going on. That's all it is. You just gotta hope, nigga. Like,
oh my God.
People are playing. Man, when I saw somebody put down five nines one time, I was like, I'll never play this game again.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
Well, that is the end of this amazing episode. I need me a drink. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. We're going to play some spades. And y'all know what to do. I'm the core queen, DD Leggett. Y'all know where to find me. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, hit that notification bell, share the live, comment, like it.
tell your people about it, and make sure y'all tune in next Wednesday. I will have Hey Miss Jessica from Power 98 Morning Madhouse on the show, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on YouTube and Facebook. So y'all tune in, and y'all know me. If you need me to unbig your back, I'm your girl. I'm the core queen.
And if you need your back bigger, I'm the core king. And I'll let you know exactly how to do that. No, you tired of your clothes fitting? I'm your guy.
Oh, my God. Y'all tune in next week, Wednesday, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, and we out.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.